In this presentation, we will examine no-harm power symmetries, examples of these kinds of power distributions, and their dynamics. There exist numerous forms of power, all of them forms of soft power, which do not translate into the ability to inflict harm. When these are the sole forms of power in existence, no-harm power symmetries can readily arise. Example 1. A multitude of scholars, each secure in his employment, exhibit a no-harm power symmetry when they engage in debate or any kind of intellectual interaction. No one scholar can deprive another of life, liberty, property, or ability to work and develop his views in the future. Example 2. An exceptionally industrious worker might help others directly through his work, or indirectly as a role model to be emulated. Thus, his industry is a form of soft power, but it is not a form of power that can deprive anybody either of property or of opportunities. If there exist several such productive individuals who compete amongst each other solely on the basis of who can produce the most or the best products, there exists a no-harm power symmetry among them. Neither producer can deprive the others of anything they own or of their ability to produce in the future. The less efficient producers might, of course, need to be willing to bear losses or support their work in a given endeavor by means of other work, but this is a choice left entirely up to them, provided that none of the producers undertakes to actively undermine the work of the others, a no-harm power symmetry holds. Example 3. In an ordinary residential neighborhood, most inhabitants are in a no-harm power symmetry with respect to each other. None of them can substantively damage anyone else, and thus, when differences arise, they are settled via harmless forms of soft power, such as discussion and persuasion. Example 4. Students at an educational institution are in a no-harm power symmetry with respect to each other. The rules of the educational institution prohibit the students from bearing arms or engaging in physical violence. These rules are often stringently enforced. Furthermore, the educational institution does not permit some students to hold titular privileges over others, or to use their superior wealth, intelligence, or academic performance to affect the conduct of other students in a manner not of their choosing. Of course, higher performing students may often be used as resources by lower performing students, but such arrangements are always arrived at through mutual consent and on mutually advantageous terms. Example 5. At an extensive marketplace or shopping mall, a no-harm power symmetry exists among the buyers and sellers. With numerous buyers and sellers, no single buyer is necessary for a seller's business to succeed, and no single seller is necessary for a buyer to purchase the products which will satisfy his needs. Thus, a particular buyer's refusal to buy, or a particular seller's refusal to offer suitable conditions for selling his product, will not harm the other party to the transaction that did not occur. After all, on any one day, in any commercial area, there occur far more instances of consumers who ultimately did not purchase a product after considering it, compared to instances of consumers who actually made a purchase. And yet the sellers do not complain, and continue to invite buyers to examine their products, even knowing in advance that most buyers will purchase little or nothing. Having studied these examples, we see that the vast majority of human interactions in civilized contemporary Western societies exhibit no-harm power symmetries. Consider, why does a typical person in the West perceive no threat from the majority of people whom he meets on the streets or in the shops, and whom he engages in conversation? They simply cannot hurt him to any appreciable degree, even if they wish to. They cannot kill him or rob him or prevent him from leading the life he wants, either because they lack the ability to do this, or because their moral considerations prevent them from even viewing such courses of action as an option. No-harm power symmetries enable people to strongly favor only the positive, mutually beneficial interactions they can have, and to leave each other alone otherwise. This works for the majority of human interactions. However, no-harm power symmetries do exhibit a peculiar vulnerability. They can be threatened as soon as any form of potentially harmful power, be it hard or soft power, emerges. The vulnerability of no-harm power symmetry can best be expressed by power symmetry principle number 1. A no-harm power symmetry disappears with the emergence of one individual able and willing to inflict harm. For instance, in a school where students are not allowed to carry arms, the moment one student illegally smuggles in a weapon and uses it, a massacre ensues because the other students have no means of resisting the assault. Violent criminals can inflict a similar amount of damage to residential neighborhoods and shopping centers, where most people are unarmed and incapable of defending themselves. This is not to say that a no-harm power symmetry is necessarily unstable or will devolve into something else. Whether this occurs depends on the ease with which harm may be inflicted, as well as the willingness of individuals in the situation to damage one another. Often, it may be extraordinarily difficult to harm another person, especially if he can run faster, hide well, have security devices on his home, and possess enough material resources to shield himself against economic harm. Furthermore, most individuals do not harbor malice toward most others, and do not wish to even intentionally harm others for their own benefit. For even the few who are driven by such motivations, internal moral principles may still restrain them from acting to hurt others. Having looked at no-harm power symmetries, in the following presentations we will examine equal-harm power symmetries and power asymmetries, their dynamics and their implications, as well as what that means for the future of liberty in the United States and in the rest of the world.